The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
I've seen that man before. That's Randy Phil.
The other one's some kind of half-man, half-monkey.
It's a massive duplex and not one dragon in sight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marks and Shaggers, sweaty and dry, it's me, the Monkey Man, Mikey Mac, and I am joined by the pay-per-view thrill, Randy Phil. Randy, how you doing?
I'm dry.
Dry. I'm sweaty. I'm dry. I'm a sweaty Mark.
Nice. Well, we've just had Full Gear, was it?
Full Gear.
Just finished, and we've got
Tony Khan's
coming up,
Full of Gear.
We're right in the sweet spot.
Mm-hmm. So we had War Games and Blood and Guts competing on different days. Do they always do Blood and Guts the same time as Survivor Series?
I don't think so. Maybe they do, but I didn't remember it being this close together before.
No, because it was kind of like, oh, we'll watch theirs, then we'll watch theirs, if you know what I mean.
I can't remember how soon. No, they announced that about a month ago, and then they done absolutely nothing about it. They announced like 6 women that were going to be in it. Didn't mention it again until like 2 weeks before it was kicking off. I don't know. I prefer the way AEW have done it. See, doing it on a weekly TV show.
Yeah.
Because see, when you've got like your in-between bits for the guys coming in, a lot of that's fucking adverts. So you're wasting time there. Like, clever. Throwing some spots and kill some of that advert time.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
fucking
definitely.
WWE, you're doing it on the premium live event, the pay-per-view, and you've got fucking 2 of your top champions in that match. Your 2 main champs.
I know you want to just talk about that then, like the one they've got coming up.
Aye,
I've seen a lot of cages recently. Have you? Do you know what I mean?
Aye,
I'm not against
it. That's just all for fucking AEW side, really, isn't it?
It's just everything's a cage.
Did they do a cage match at the last pay per view?
I remember seeing a cage match recently. Was the So obviously we had the War Games, we had 2 War Games matches, War Games, Blood and Guts, and then, what's the difference? And then we had the Samoa Joe Hangman Page cage match as well, and now we've got 2 War Games matches on the weekend. It's like Survivor Series on Sunday, so this is Wednesday right now for people listening. So fucking hell, that's a lot of cage.
Caged out.
Caged out to the max.
I can't remember the last time there was a cage match in WWE. It might have been that Saturday night main event where Jesse Ventura lost his shit. Because Damian Priest just walked out the door.
Of course, yeah.
Just strolled out.
Just wandered out.
Walk out of here.
Yeah, he's done it. He's dead.
Proved you wrong, dickhead. we'll blast through Full Gear then, since that's just happened. And then we can see what we're looking forward to for War Games.
Yeah, cool, man. Full Gear. So I literally finished it like maybe an hour ago, and they done the thing again where they started the pay per view in the middle of the pre show, and I didn't learn my lesson from last time because I didn't watch the pre show.
Whenever that happened, I was fucking raging at the time, but then I really enjoyed it. Because Okada made his big fucking entrance 2 minutes in. He's like, nah, I don't fucking come to the pre-show.
Yeah.
you only get me on the main card.
Class.
So that popped me. I was like, right, okay, I'm into this. But it's weird that they've fucking done it 2 pay-per-views in a row.
Yeah. Do you think this is going to become like a thing?
Nah. I don't know. It's been alright the twice that they've done it. So I'm not sick of it yet. But we'll see what happens. See if they try it again. I'm trying to get the fucking card up because I've got all my notes leading up to Full Gear, which I have enjoyed. I've enjoyed fucking catching it all. I've got the Mark Briscoe and Kyle Fletcher. That popped me.
Okay, well why don't you talk us through it? The run-up to it?
Nah, fuck the run-up. I'll get a run-up when we're getting to the match. If we're at a match, okay. And I'm like, that was a good run-up.
Okay, so it started off with the trios match, like I said, like halfway through. And it was what's the Mexican company they work with?
CMLL World Trios Championship.
CMLL, yeah. CMLL.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no, it was fine. I mean, like they're pushing this the Takeshita versus Okada kind of feud thing is kind of still going on. and then was it straight after the match? Sorry, I'm kind of jumping ahead, but was it later on in the card they kind of like Takeshi said he was going to be? Yeah, he said he was going to be in the Continental Classic.
That was right before the main event.
Right before the main event, okay.
Right so before the main event. So Takeshka is in the Continental Classic and so is Kyle Fletcher after also losing. Don Callis had a fucking bad night, man.
Yeah, fucking right.
I liked that Takeshka and Okada got a bit of storytelling in this pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Even though it was meant to be a pre-card or tailgate brawl. I'm interested in seeing where that's going to go. There's going to be a couple of bangers of matches on this Continental Classic coming up.
Mm-hmm. Have they announced who's in it?
They have. They've got the gold and the blue brackets out, but I've not got it on me. Can't I mind.
Right.
Cesaro and Moxley are in the same bracket.
That's cool.
I think it was Mascarada Dorada. Is that a guy? Is that a real guy? That might come up.
That sounds made up.
Mascara Dorada, if it is him, he's in the same bracket as they two. Roderick Strong's in there. Orange Cassidy's in there. And there might be another one. And then on the other side, you've got Pac and Darby and Okada, Takeshka, Kyle Fletcher's in there somewhere. I think I've fucking got most of them off the top of my head. That's all right.
You actually have, yeah. I was just looking that up just there. So yeah, it's the Blue League. It's Takeshita, Orange Cassidy, John Moxley, Claudio, Roderick Strong, and then Mascara Dorada.
It's Danny Granada. That was the cunt's name.
And then, and then you got, in the gold, you got Okada, Fletcher, Darby Allin, Mike Bailey, Pac, and Kevin Knight.
Oh, yeah, Kevin Knight. I forgot about him.
Kevin Knight is not a wrestling name. Kevin Knight is an accountant's name. Like, you'd be like, Kevin Knight accountant. And you'd be like, that's a man I can trust my pension with.
Can I trust him in the ring?
No, but fucking hell, you'll get your 4% returns.
Right, so that was the tailgate, the fucking six-man. Okada and Takeshka lost because they're fucking bitching about each other. They just popped me, see, because they kind of get along. And Okada just beats Takeshka up all the time, batter him, fuck out him, flips him off.
Yeah, it's class. Me.
The first match of the actual show was Pac and Darby Allin.
Yep.
Did you pay much attention to it?
I'm
kind of fed up with fucking Darby and the Death Riders, but there were some spots in it, and then Pac fucking has to cheat to win. Like, this still isn't over. Darby's still not done with him.
I know, I don't get it. It's like, we talked this to death last time where we said that, like, an I Quit match should end a feud, but, I don't know. I think they're obviously... Well, I don't know. I say obviously, but it feels like they're building towards John Moxley being usurped as the leader.
You think? Who do you think's going to fucking kick him out?
Well, I don't know. It's like, it's either going to... I mean, like... It's either Pac or Cesaro, isn't it?
Cesaro. Do you think anything from this Continental Classic? Because they do need to fight, don't they? Mox and...
They do. And I think that'll be the kind of turning point. If catalyst. Moxley loses that, yeah, because I mean, Moxley's lost what, 3 times in a row. He's been beaten.
I think somebody says 5, but I'm not sure.
It's a 5. Fuck it, because he tapped. Maybe. Well, the only way I'm thinking is like Blood and Guts. It was him that tapped, and then obviously Kyle Fletcher. I mean, we'll get to it. Spoilers, but Kyle Fletcher tapped him again, and then Darby Allin beat him in the I Quit match. Did he get beat? Before that,
I think Roderick Strong beat him whenever they were doing the advantage matches.
Oh, mate, if you're losing to Roderick Strong, you know what I mean? You can't be the leader of the dead. You can't be coming through the crowd if you lose to Roderick Strong. I'm sorry. You had to come down from the ramp.
Mate, he's got his fucking missus by his side all the time.
I know.
You know what? Roderick Strong's got a fucking vendetta there. He wanted to better fuck out him.
And
it's my missus. Only I break her backs.
Yeah, so I mean, is the big twist going to be Marina Shafir's going to fucking smash John Moxley? Not like that.
I don't know. I think we're going to get fucking Mox and Cesaro or Claudio at the next pay-per-view. I think this match will kick something off and then they'll fight at the next pay-per-view in some mad fucking match because John Moxley loves a mad match.
He does. That man needs a holiday. I don't mean that because I want to miss him as well.
Yeah,
like fair. It's like I think he's ready to turn face again.
Aye, that's the only way it's going to happen, isn't it? If the Death Riders fucking kick him out, but do you hurt the Death Riders with losing fucking Daniel Bryan and Moxley?
I don't know, because like, you done the mic mistake. So, well, I don't know, because like, obviously Bryan Danielson's retired from in-ring shit, and he's on the commentary now. Do you like him on commentary?
I do.
Yeah, me too. So, what do you think he's coming back? Do you think that's going to be the big thing? It'll be like his last match will be a tag team with him and Moxley versus Claudio and Pac?
Nah, I don't think he'll do like a big fucking retirement match again. I think he'll just do a match every couple of years or a match a year. Still like a Wrestle Dream style or something.
Yeah, he'll turn up for something.
Aye. Whenever they get, whenever Cena out his contract and fucking Tony Khan's got all that money. He's just going to need to stop doing cocaine for a while, get all that money, and get seen in for one show.
Why did you ask him to do impossible things?
I know. Can't help it.
So are you imagining like a Jon Moxley versus Brynjolfsson? I'm just going to call him Brynjolfsson because he's here. Brynjolfsson versus Cena in the G1. Book it.
Oh, there you go. Could you imagine?
That would break the internet, man.
Dave Meltzer would be fucking coming everywhere.
Oh, it'd be jizzing everywhere, man. 7 stars.
See this fucking Full Gear pay-per-view. It was all right, but it took me a while to get in there. The first few matches were boring for me.
I was actually the same. It's like the Pac Darby Allin one was like, it was fine. It was a solid match, but it didn't really do anything. Do you know when I started really enjoying it at the Mark Briscoe, Kyle Fletcher match.
Did you? I was more tuned in towards the end of the fucking tag team title match, and then you had the Casino Gauntlet match.
The Gauntlet match was quite fun.
Yeah.
Ricochet winning's good. What did you win in the Gauntlet match? Is that you win... Oh no, that was for the belt, wasn't it?
Ah, he's got the belt. He's got the national championship.
Mm-hmm. He's got the new belt.
Has he won a belt since he's been in AEW? I don't think so.
Nope, no, he's not.
So mind they kept fucking pushing for it at the start. He kept getting in title matches, and he just couldn't do it. I was like, "Oh, it's good. He's got a belt now. Good for him."
So is this the NWA? What's that?
Is he held the trios with his fucking two mates? No,
maybe.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
I can't keep track of the trios, man.
Nah,
he's definitely fought for it because. They've been feuding with the Hurt Business. Syndicate. Yeah. Hurt Syndicate. Fuck.
No.
That's almost as bad as Brynjolfsson.
You got anything you were saying about Ricochet there then? I interrupted.
No, I was going to say, this belt is the NWA belt, isn't it? It's the NWA Heavyweight Championship, but they've rebranded it as the AEW.
I think the NWA have still got their belt. Nah, I think that this belt design is owned by an outside company and MD can just fucking buy a copy of it. I think that's what's happened, but I could be wrong. It might be a legit NWA belt.
No, I think you're right, actually. They've just made it look like the old NWA belt.
Yeah.
All right, well, fair enough.
Betty Cody's fucking raging now. It's like, damn it, if I stuck around.
Yeah, you could have had that belt
in 5 years.
Fucking Cody, yeah. I was thinking about how... I mean, Cody is a man who bets on himself to his detriment. But I mean, I love him, right? But like, I was just thinking, how mental is it that you look at him now and where he is, and he is like the guy on the side of all the fucking vans for WWE, and then you think about like his last match in AEW, and he threw the fucking weight belt out, and they threw it back at him.
I know, mad.
He's playing like a meta heel. He knows. And like we were talking about this on the. I remember Dave in particular. Dirty Dave Nitro was saying, "Oh no, he knows he's heel. Like he is playing a heel." And it turns out he leaves, and it's like, nope. He's just fucking idiot.
That's the most heel thing you could do, isn't it? Like, fine, if you just don't fucking want me, I'm out of here. See you later.
But I think the fact that he. Cody is so, like, self-awareness isn't his strongest suit. That makes me like him more.
Right, here's one for you then.
Go on then.
Let's detour. Let's take this turn here. All the rumours about Jericho.
Yeah.
Fucking could end up going to WWE. What do you think, Jenk, it could happen there?
Oh, it's got to be the Royal Rumble, isn't it?
You think so?
Yeah.
Would they win it? Should they win it?
No, he shouldn't win it. But do you think, like, they're going to do like an Edge thing, isn't it? It's like they'll come out, you'll make it to the final four, and then you'll get flung out by whoever's going to win it, which we can have a chat about later if you want. But I don't know. Or do they do the thing? Do you remember when they brought Punk back and they made they done all the kind of like they made the hints that he was going to come back, and then he didn't come back. It was at the end of Survivor Series last year.
Aye.
And then they done the fake out. They were just about to fade to black, and then Punk's music hit.
Aye.
Do you think they'll do something like that again?
I think it'll be a Royal Rumble entry. That's what the rumor is. But I think I would want him to win it. See if he's going back to WWE. Fucking give him one big last run then. That's why he should sign. Be like, nah, that's the only way I'm going to sign. You want me in WWE? I want a fucking main event match. Or WrestleMania main event. Because he could do it with Cody. That's how I got sidetracked here. Was it Jericho that beat Cody saying he can't challenge for the AEW belt again when MJF threw the towel in?
Yes. Was it Jericho that beat him?
I think so. I think Jericho was the fucking champ at the time, wasn't he? He was the first champ.
He was the first champ. But I thought it was...
for a while.
Oh, no, you're right. Because MJF... Yeah, it was... MJF was involved.
Actually, it was all early on. That's when AEW started, wasn't it? MJF was Cody's mate.
Why did Cody do that? That's just the most Cody thing ever.
Self-aware, mate.
But I know, just booking himself into the most stupid thing ever. It's just like, why? Well, why are you doing this?
Fucking face of WWE.
I guess it worked in like a grand scheme of things for his career, but it didn't really work for AEW.
The thing is, though, he's cornered himself. As soon as WWE lose interest, he'll be like, I'll go to the other company. And they'll be like, no, you won't, mate. You can't be their champ. They're not going to fucking pay you championship money when you can't hold a belt.
He would come up with some mad scheme about it, be like, no, because I signed a new contract. This new contract stipulates that the old contract has been burned. And you'd just be like, shut up, Cody. Just fucking pretend like nobody remembers and just go for it. Yeah, Jericho. Do you think he's not going to come back for Survivor Series, is he? It will be a Royal Rumble thing.
I can't remember when his contract's due. I think it's fucking due after the Royal Rumble as well. I don't know why everybody's getting fucking bigged up about the Rumble. I'm sure it was after then, but I could be wrong.
Well, Tony Khan. Did you see Tony Khan on Ariel Helwani's podcast?
I seen a couple of clips. Didn't pay much attention.
Right, so I mean, like, famously, shat the bed on the first one he done with him, and they ended up, they ended up beefing over it. Like, this was like years and years ago. he'd done like a podcast over Zoom with Ariel Helwani, and he just wouldn't answer his questions. He just kept like trying to promote whatever show, like say it was like Full Gear, whatever that weekend. He's like, but you'll find out this weekend at Full Gear and all this kind of stuff. And Ariel Helwani was raging because it was just after Punk had been suspended from Brawl Out. That's what it was. Right. So he was advertising all in. He wouldn't talk about anything. And then, anyway, blah, blah, blah. Cut to now, they end up, he comes into the studio and they have like, it's really good. I would urge anyone to go and watch it. It's really good. But one of the questions he asked them is about Chris Jericho and saying like, what's happening with Jericho? Are we going to see him back at AEW? And he's basically said, I would love to have him back. And it's like, but then Tony's enough of a fucking carny to say that and then actually get him back.
I know, but Jericho, I can't fault him with that though, because we were saying for a fucking few episodes, which is like 2 months, he needs to go, and he did. He just fucking left. He's like, right, fine, I'll go and I'll make Gunts talk about me again, and that's what's happened.
Yeah, and it was it's the right move. Regardless, it's the right move. If he shows up at WWE, I'll actually be excited to see him. And you know, if he pops back up at AEW, that's going to be fucking class. If he comes back as Chris Jericho AEW version 1, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That was the best version of
it. See, I thought you could have got Jericho in for an anti-Death Riders team and be like, look, I'm fucking AEW. This is AEW. Why your neck in Motsley, you gimp? And then you've got Jericho. Boom. That's. But we can't do that. We can't write for fucking Tony Khan.
No.
Listen to us now.
He won't even listen to us anymore.
Because, did you see the women's fatal four-way tag match? The winners get to pick the stipulation.
Yes.
And the Timeless Love Bombs won, so that's Tony Storm and Mina Shirakawa.
Yep.
Because we would have said brand panties match. That would have been the stipulation. That's why Tony doesn't listen to us.
If anyone is going to pick a brand panties match, it would be Tony Storm.
Oh, they've not announced it yet. Don't know when they're like, announcing it.
It'd be like she'd be more of like a negligee, wouldn't she? But
perhaps.
I wonder what they're going to do. Are they going to do something fucking mad? See when they say stipulation, because it's a stipulation because it's two semi-finals, right?
Aye.
So this is stipulation for both semi-final matches.
I don't know.
Or is it just for their match?
Any of this? I would think it was for both matches to keep it fair.
Yeah, and you'd be like, it's going to be well, they said a Taipei death match, by the way.
Oh, is that what they've announced?
Well, no, they just said, like Tony the Shagger said that on commentary. He said, he was saying, it could be any kind of match. It could even be a Taipei death match. I was like, what? I'm like, is Mina Shirakawa not Japanese?
I don't know.
I thought she was Japanese. I didn't think she was fucking from Taiwan.
Yes.
Yeah, Tokyo, she's from Japan.
Yeah.
So fucking...
Tony's just been incorrect, politically incorrect.
Well, he's been controversial is what he's been.
It's pay-per-view, you can say what you want.
Do you remember when John Cena had to apologise to the Chinese government because he called Taipei Taiwan?
Aye.
Do you remember that?
Aye.
And he had to and then he'd learnt Chinese. Do you remember he learnt Mandarin? He apologised in Mandarin.
Ice cream. Ice cream again. Bing chillin'.
Oh, fucking hell. I forgot.
Just fucking cancelled for that.
I know. I forgot he could speak Chinese. Right, cool.
Who do you think is going to win the women's tag belts? We'll finish with that there. Do you remember the teams? Do you want me to run through the teams again?
Yeah, go on then.
Tony Storm and Mina Shirakawa, Willow Nightingale and Harley Cameron, mm-hmm. Julia Hart and Sky Blue, and Megan Bain and Marina Shafir.
Well, I think the finals will be... Julia Hart's team will be in the final against one of the goodies.
The goodies?
That doesn't make any sense, does it? That would mean you have to have a heel-on-heel fight.
I think Tony Storm and Mina Shirakawa will walk away with the belts.
I do, but I wouldn't be upset if they gave it to the Babes of Wrath as well. That'd be pretty cool.
We'll see. We'll tune in next episode. We'll see if we've got champions by then. I don't even think they've got a date announced for the final, have they?
Ah, who knows?
Doesn't matter. Who cares? Let's move on. FTR win the tag team belts.
Yeah.
It was alright.
Yeah, it was alright.
It was a match.
It was absolutely fine.
Will we move on?
I've got nothing to add, as I think. I've got to add.
They've done like a lot of promos and shit in the build up to it. They had Ricky the Dragon Steamboat in the week before and they did.
I
can't remember if they did batter fuck out him or if they were just attempting it. Were they going to do a spike pile driver?
They were going to batter him and then he got saved.
Ah. Saved by Brodido.
By Brodido. The Dragon Dido.
I'm surprised they didn't get fucking Bandido in this Continental Classic. Tony Khan loves Bandido.
He does, I know. Do you know?
He's injury prone a wee bit, is he? A couple of concussions and that.
Do you know?
Sorry, on you go.
Ric Flair was supposed to show up at that Ricky the Dragon Steamboat thing, but he
on
didn't.
That episode of Collision or whatever.
Yes.
It was.
Yeah.
Was
yep. He was advertised for it and everything. So like, tickets and everything. Aye, but then he had a bad fall apparently, and he like did he fuck up his? No, it's arm. He fucked up his arm,
did
right?
Did he fuck up his face? No, it's always like that.
That's
did he
just
trip
how it
up
looks.
Over his figure four skin lock? Is that how you're getting to that joke?
It's like Ric Flair was supposed to come, but he was all tied up in a figure four skin lock. couldn't get his trousers on.
I'm surprised he got there.
he had a bad fall and he fucked his arm really bad, and then he showed up anyway, even though he was in agony. And he was in a sling and stuff. And then Tony Khan was like, "Right, what to do? You can't go out and do this." It sounded like he might have to have taken a bump. So they took him out before the show started. So the whole crowd and everything who'd paid money to see him got to see him, got to hear him chat and all that kind of stuff. And then he fucked off.
That's all right. I thought it was going to be a fucking Ric Flair's a dick story, but nah, it's
a Tony Khan's a nice guy story.
Aye, fair enough. Can't fault that.
That's what I always said about cocaine. It makes you nice.
So less aggressive. Get out there, your dick, and take a bump.
But you're not taking a bump in my stuff.
I know, that's probably why Ric Flair showed up. Tony Khan's like, "Here's a bump." No, I meant in the ring. I went, "Tony, you can't do that, fuck's Tony, sake.
I've seen the size of your baggy man, fucking hell." Walking Rick about with a kilo in his pocket.
Calm yourself down, here, have a bump, chill out. Don't have a heart attack out there.
I don't know which bump would be more dangerous for him right now, to be honest.
A man at that age.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, so like, it's funny because like, so this is the third time FTR have won the tag belts, but like the whole screen was showing them as like 11-time champs. And I like that. I like that AEW do kind of go, yeah, these guys have been fucking champions elsewhere and they were shit hot there. Right. And they're shit hot here. And like WWE only really do that with TNA now.
Aye.
Like, they don't bring up anything about Cody. They don't say like, well, I guess Cody never really won anything, did he? Two-time TNT champion. Cody,
like, they never
Rhodes.
Announced CM Punk as current undefeated AEW world champion.
Yeah, linear AEW world champion and WWE world heavyweight champion CM Punk.
Oh, shit, he's got both, hasn't he? Yeah. The undisputed.
Undisputed. Fuck it. Do you know what? That is true. He's the most champed up guy in wrestling right now.
Dave Nitro will be raging. He's not.
Dave
will
be raging that he can't be here to get pissed off with that.
Yeah.
Cool. And then we had the Casino Gauntlet, which we talked about. There was no surprises in it. There was no like.
No. That's that threw me a bit. I was hoping for a big pop here, but when I knew nothing was happening here, I was like, right, something's happening at this pay per view because you wouldn't have that match and not get a random cunt in, even not fucking to shit on him, but not even like Zach Gowen. He got a pop and see because he had history with Ricochet.
Yeah, I was hoping
that'd
for a Eugene
like
or something.
Pop. Oh, that would have been crazy.
Fucking class, wouldn't it? Yeah. Or Ric Flair with a bad arm.
Oh, no.
Cool. And then we've talked about that. So then it was, what was it? Was that the John Moxley
Kyle
one
O'Reilly
after
and John yeah. Moxley, yeah, we talked about that. Kyle O'Reilly got a clean submission defeat again over Moxley. Yep.
And then we talked about Death Riders and what we think is going to happen. So what the fuck was it? So that was the Mark Briscoe one.
Aye, Mark Briscoe and Kyle Fletcher.
Banger.
Did you see
this
fucking
banger.
Last ride that he took?
Yes, what the fuck, by the way?
I was like, that's a concussion there, the cunt's dead.
That on his ease hard as fuck, isn't he?
Aye. That was a big
built
pop.
Different.
It was a shocker of a win.
Yeah, I totally didn't expect it. I like it
you
though.
See
it's
the
like
shitty stepladders he was pulling out for under the ring. Like, what the fuck happened to the budget?
I know, they're like the wee.
Why are they using these wee shitty stepladders?
They're the ones they like used to give to Hornswoggle.
Ah, they're like painter's ladders or something. Yeah. Like, you can't do fuck all. That's a one man up there at a time job.
They're shorter than the ladder I used to get up in the loft.
They had the fucking company sticker on the side there. I was going to phone them up, like, mate, your ladders are shite. I just watched a guy run full force through it and it crumbled like a fucking tin can. Seen another guy get launched a set of these ladders at his face and they didn't bust them open or fuck all. They're shite ladders.
I was like phoning up the WWE ones, phoning up Slim Jim and being like, look, your ladders are dangerous.
Where can I buy these ladders?
They
two
are
two men
solid.
Up there at a time. Fucking jobs getting done twice as fast.
Yeah, fucking hell, Mark Briscoe won the TNT belt and that's cool. It's exciting.
Aye. Wonder whose challengers are going to be. I'm just enjoying this. Matt Briscoe's got a run with the belt. Kyle Fletcher's fucked off to do this Continental Classic. He's just going to have banger matches.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a whole Don Callis gets screwjobbed situation.
Yes.
They're all going to fall apart. It's going to be wild.
Good. I'm kind of looking forward to there being...
What?
Yeah, let's get rid of some staples and mix things up again. I mean, staples.
Don Callis is like the NWO, mate. They're just all taking over its class.
No, it's not.
Every second week he's got a new cunt.
I know the point is to hate him, right? But he just
But you do hate him.
I do hate him, aye.
I just hate him. I just want him off the TV.
I just want him off the telly, aye.
You could get it soon. All these boys are losing, apart from this one, the next match, the fucking six man. They won that one.
Yes. But did they win? So, like, did Josh Alexander get his share? That's what I want to know.
I see. When they done the promo that everybody says they're in the fucking Continental Classic,
yeah.
Don Callis said at the start, oh, hey, Cesaro's holding all the money. He's got all the money. He's taking care of it.
Right, that's good. Like that, as long as Cesaro's got it.
That cunt, mate. He's the one that tapped out, like, instantly.
Yes.
So Cesaro's holding all the money. I think he's fucking stole the Young Bucks money as well. They dropped it to go fucking help out Kenny Omega.
Oh, so did they not... Maybe I missed it. I thought I saw them holding their bags at the end of the segment.
Maybe they did.
But if they ran away with the money, that'd be class.
Everybody had the bag. Well, the Young Bucks had the money all the way up to the fucking top of the entrance ramp and then dropped it and sprinted back to the ring.
That's true.
I don't know if somebody went and got the money for them.
I'm just looking forward to...
I don't took it all.
I was looking forward to next week having the old Young Bucks song back. I'm just happy to get the Young Bucks theme song back.
With their...
Super Kick Party!
Oh, do you think we're getting that one?
Yeah! That's like the one from the Indies and all that.
Wonder when they'll next fight. Wonder if they'll just go away for ages again. They just kind of come and go sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Drift in and out.
What do you think they're going to go for a while? Young Bucks?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what the roster's like. Sometimes when the roster's stacked, they just like to fucking chill out.
I know, but then they've just turned face, basically. So they're going to get a wee babyface run.
True. Them and Kenny. Who's got the fucking trios that you don't follow? Oh, the Ops.
The Ops. Oh, the Ops, yeah. So, like, that's actually very, very cool.
Yeah.
You want to get into that now, or do you want to do the women's match?
The women's match.
Much to say about that?
I'm not really. I'm happy Chris Statlander won. It was all right.
I was kind of hoping Mercedes would win it just because I've been enjoying what I know I would. Just from what I've been saying over the past few weeks, that I'm just enjoying this run. I think it's cool.
Well, since I've been actually paying attention to this run-up, I noticed that they've been calling her Ultimone, and I'm like, that popped me. That's a good
that
one.
That is cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Because you could chant that really badly, but Ultimone, that's cool.
how did they... Because they were in the... Blood and Guts match as well, but it was fucking Marina Shafir choked out Mina Shirakawa, didn't she?
Yes.
And Tony Storm fucking said I quit. Was it double? It was double quits, wasn't it? Is that the only way you can win?
Yeah, by quitting, yeah. That's the only way you can win, because there's no pins.
Submission.
Which is why Dave's... So Dave last week, I think it was last week, last episode, said that he reckons Blood and Guts... You shouldn't have to wait for the last person to come in for the match to end.
Aye.
But he's wrong, because it's not pin or submission, it's an I quit.
True.
So, like, imagine being in the match for, like, 5 minutes and you quit. Like, why are you even joining the team?
Aye, right, okay, you can... I'll give it to you. I'll let you have it now, because I've not got a response for you.
Dave, you better write that on a fucking napkin somewhere, mate, because I'm expecting an argument next time.
Well, I enjoyed Blood and Guts a lot more than I was expecting. I had a load of notes for it. I thought it was all right. It was decent.
Yeah, I thought it was
good. I
was
annoyed that the fucking faces got the advantage.
Yeah.
And then they couldn't even fucking use it because Mark Briscoe was out for so long.
That was a bit
shit. So they ended
up
having a 5-4 disadvantage even though they got the fucking win.
I'm like, yeah,
just
it's like,
kind of fucked us here.
It's kind of like a swerve for the sake of it.
Aye. And then fucking Mark Briscoe gets out, evens up, and then fucking Dickhead from New Japan shows up.
Dickhead from New Japan. Oh, aye, yeah. Gabe Kidd.
Can't I mind his name? Gabe Kidd. He shows up.
Dickhead from New Japan. I was like, well, there's probably more than one.
Aye, that one. Now he's disappeared again. What the fuck? That really just annoyed me, but it was good. I liked it, and they had a big face comeback, and then Kyle O'Reilly tapped out much. It was class.
Yeah, really, I thought it was a really fun match. I thought the women's one was quite fun as well.
Aye, War Games has got a lot to live up to for it.
It does.
See if the shit the bed and I fucking hate this match again. It's WWE's fault.
Yep, I think the thing is they're going to struggle because there's so much blood in AEW, and this is a match that suits blood. So it's like, blood and guts, obviously, but do you know what I mean? It's like they're gonna struggle to live up to that.
Aye.
Unless they allow a wee bit of blood.
I reckon they will.
Think so?
Even if they don't, who's going to stop them? Fucking Brock Lesnar's in there. You going to tell Brock no? They already tried it. He's back.
He's just going to open up Randy Orton again.
Oh my God, mind that with the elbows.
Mate, it was brutal.
That was mad.
Absolutely brutal.
It was gnarly. Right, we'll do the main event of Full Gear and then we can finish up with War Games.
Yep, let's do it.
Samoa Joe defeated Hangman Adam Page. Did they hit the muscle buster on the belt?
He hit the muscle buster on a belt, so you can guess how fucking horny I was.
That was mad. I was very screwy. I wasn't happy with so much screwiness.
No, I agree with that. I wish it was less screwy.
Hook has been a secret up all along.
Yes, I like that.
Do you remember how Samoa Joe got that match? He fucking choked out Hook in a Fatal 4-Way.
Is that right?
Aye, they done the Fatal 4-Way for the next number one contender. It was Samoa Joe, Hook, Bobby Lashley, and Ricochet, I think.
So do you think they're gonna play that? Be like, oh, Hook, let him choke him out?
I don't know. That's, you either go that way or you do go the way of Hook fucking realised they made a mistake leaving and they joined again.
Yeah.
Although I think Hook's always been in on it.
He just likes the feeling of big meaty Samoan arms around his neck.
Pretty much. He tried to get Eddie Kingston, who's Samoa Joe Light, and it didn't work.
He is Samoa Joe Light. That is true.
So I think we'll get an Eddie Kingston versus Hook feud coming out of all of this as well.
Yeah, because they came in and it looked like they were going to help out Adam Page, and it was fucking...
Eddie Kingston got rid of Shibata.
That's right. He got rid of Shibata, and then Hook came in, and then he leathered Adam Page, didn't he?
I didn't even like take a minute. Straight away just lifted the belt and gave it a look and like, I'm denim. It felt rushed, but like, oh my God. Wow, so it, quick.
It was very screwy, which usually when you get Ultra Mash wrestling, it kind of annoys me, but I like that Samoa Joe won. I like that he's the champ. I like that we've got a heel Hook and just the image of him absolutely covered in blood holding up the belt. I was like, that's what cage matches are supposed to be like.
Were you expecting the return from Swerve? Were you expecting the Swerve from Swerve?
Swerve. No, I didn't. I mean, did you see it come in? Was there hints online or anything?
I didn't think it was out that long. I definitely didn't hear anything about him maybe showing up. I thought he was still out injured for a wee while longer.
Was he injured,
right? His last match was. I can't remember if he was in Mind the Big Cage match where Ospreay got wrote off at the end.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember if he was in that or not. I think the two of them went out at the same time.
Right, okay. They'd done that return well because you know when they kind of make you forget about people?
Yes.
And then they come back. Just as you've forgotten about them, they come back, which is what happened with Swerve, which, it was cool.
Do you think Keith Lee could get involved with all of this?
Is Keith Whenever Lee Swerve well again?
I don't know. I've not heard anything about it.
Did he not have really bad long COVID?
Pass.
I thought he had really, really bad long COVID, and I don't know if he's well. I mean, I really hope he's well, and if he's not, then inshallah that he'll be better. But let's have a look, Keith Lee.
Get him back, Tony.
I remember going off sick.
So we're all in limbo now with AEW. We've got a champion, Samoa Joe. Is Hangman going to fuck off for a bit?
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, I mean, he got up raging.
are they?
Yeah, and it was like him and Swerve at the end, so we're going to get like an Ops versus these two guys, which would be fun. No, I think if anyone's going to go away for a wee bit...
They're slapping one guy with both the trios and the fucking world title. They didn't do that with Moxley, did they? Did they give the rest of the Death Riders the...
Yeah, it was the
trios?
Rest of them had it.
Was it?
But no, did he not have to step in for one of the matches because
the
someone
belts.
Was... Pac, that's right, because
Pac
someone was
out.
Yeah, because Pac went
lost
out.
The belts.
That was it. The Death Triangle Curse. The Death Triangle Curse, by the way, fucking hell. Did, I haven't even seen Raw, by the way, but I know that... spoiler alert. Are you ready for me to spoil it? Or have
go
you seen
on.
It?
I know what happens.
Penta got fucking injured.
Did you see how he managed it?
No, is it really bad?
Not really. It does. He jumps off the fan barrier to give a Hurricane Rana to Solo Sikoa.
Yeah,
and just when he's like doing the spin coming round him, he's going to land on his stomach, but Penta's arm's trapped under himself, so he kind of like wedges between his body and the mat, his arm, and I get dislocated, but you don't see anything pop out of that.
Fuck. That's a shame, but isn't it?
I think they ran adverts during that, came back for a break, and then the referee done ref stoppage and Solo got the match. But they should have fucking counted them out. See if it was heel Solo. They should have just tried to go for a count out. Same thing. Doesn't matter. Penta's hurt, which is a shame.
Yeah, because they were just going to start doing the Lucha Bros again, weren't they?
Nah, I heard people saying that. Crazy.
Also, I bet Solo's fucking shitting himself now because has he not got Gunther next?
Gunther next. Maybe
Reggie's going to get his tits slapped.
I've not got the rest of the bracket. I've got like the beginner matches who was all winning. I'm raging that they brought back fucking Zack Ryder and Dolph Ziggler and both of them got fucking pumped out in the first round.
I know, that's so fucking annoying. Like, could you not give them one match?
It was a waste of a slot as well.
Yeah, I agree.
It popped me. I got a pop out of it. I'm like, oh, it would be good if. But then straight away it's like, aye, but it's not. Would be
are
good
they one-offs? I know.
Yeah.
Are they one-offs? Are they what? Are they going to fuck off back to
back?
That's fucking crap, isn't it?
I know.
No, you're right though. It was the same as me. It popped, and I was like, "Who were each of them wrestling?" So Zack Ryder was
LA
Knight.
Zack Ryder fought LA Knight and got a clean loss with the BFT or something.
Yeah.
Nah. And Dolph Ziggler had Solo Sikoa on Raw last week, I think.
Could they not have given one of them the Miz?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Had the Miz and then have Zack Ryder come out, pop everyone, beat the Miz, and then give Zack Ryder LA Knight, and you've been like, cool, you won a match, it was cool. It's not going to hurt the Miz, is it?
I know, true. You would have complained that we've had the matches before. We've had the Miz versus Zack Ryder, we've had the Miz versus Dolph Ziggler. Give us somebody they weren't fighting. You can't win either way, can you?
No, but I guess if like they won, then they would get someone new in the next, in the second round. Do you know what I mean? But like,
fair. I'm with you.
I guess they're only there for a one-off appearance. So,
do you think Gunther's going all the way then?
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. Nah, I've got it wrote down here. Gunther's going to win, but I'm not happy about it. But
no,
I don't think there's anybody else here that I would want to have it now.
No,
Sheamus would have been a shout. It would have been good for Sheamus to get it if he did win the match and got his fucking triple crown.
That's it, yeah. Because like, I think it would be good for other people. I mean, it'd be really cool if like LA Knight won it or something like that. But it's just not.
No.
I feel like LA Knight is just not going to happen. Even though I really wanted to happen, I just feel like he's just not going to happen.
There's always the Rumble. Till Jericho comes out and fucking.
Dunsome. Who do you think's going to win the Rumble then? Like, really early shout?
Ron Breaker?
Yeah, that's a good shout, isn't it?
Aye.
Really good shout. I hadn't really thought about it, but as soon as you said Ron Breaker, I was like, yeah, that's probably going to be right. But I kind of hope it's going to be someone new. Ooh.
I know. I don't think it will be. I don't think it'll end it now. We got Jey Uso this year, didn't we?
Yeah.
And that was like a big fucking shocker.
I just mean someone who's not won it before, or someone who's not won the belt before. That's what I want. I just want it to be someone who's not won the belt before. So like Bron Breakker works for me. I'm trying to think who else would even fit that. But I mean, LA Knight would fit it, but like that's not going to happen.
You're adamant for LA Knight.
I know. I just feel like they've got lightning in a bottle and they're just not going to use it. It's just one of these guys.
Oh, well, we're on the Cena tournament. Have you heard Sheamus is out?
Yeah, he's injured as well, isn't he?
Nah, he's injured. That's
a curse. There's a cursed tournament, isn't it?
Crazy cursed tournament.
But like they didn't give the other cunt a bye. Who was he wrestling?
I can't remember.
Was it Nakamura?
They're just no. That's who. Aye, Sheamus beat Nakamura in the first round.
Well, then they should have just given him the bye. But they're not doing that. They're going to be like, oh no, we've got someone joining in the second round. It's like, no, that's not how fucking tournaments work,
Dirty
brother.
Dom's back.
Jingle be Dirty Dom.
Nah.
That'd be good. But nah. If someone like Sheamus, I guess. Big unit.
I don't know.
Or do you think they'll just use it as a one-off pop for whoever the fuck's...
Oh, aye, they could... They've kept going on about Joe Hendry being one of Joe Hendry. The guys. I'm like, nah, fuck Joe Hendry. I can't be arsed with that.
Why?
I just don't.
Do you not believe in Joe Hendry?
Not right now. Give me a wee while to warm up to him. I think he's got his WWE contract, hasn't he?
Yeah, someone was saying that. Is he like shown up in NXT a few times?
He's been in NXT a while with this crossover carry on.
What about like fucking like Ricky Starks or something like that?
Aye. See, I was going to talk about Ricky Starks and Ethan Page and that, saying they've went over and they've kind of just fucking stagnated in NXT for a while now.
Yeah.
They're not really getting like a main roster, not even like a push, just an appearance of some sort.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the Rumble, maybe that's, we're kind of getting into that season where they start showing people.
Well, even last year Rumble, like, we didn't have many people out injured, so we had, like, a full fucking roster's worth.
Yeah.
And we didn't get many surprises or anything.
Yeah, that's it.
God's sake, all these healthy fucking wrestlers, man. Mind when they got so desperate following done the three appearances?
I don't know if I can find this last... Let me try and find the bracket for the last time is now.
The bracket? Well, since we last spoke and since I've been doing my notes, do you know we've had four WWE... title changes.
Can I tell you what they were?
Right, go on then. Right, I don't know if I've got all of them. There might be more, but this is four that I've noticed and wrote down.
So Cena becoming IC champ.
Yep.
Maxine Dupri beat Becky Lynch.
Yep.
Title matches. Did someone win the tag belts?
Yes, but it was the same night as Cena beating Dom.
Oh, I can't remember. What was it? With Jake Cargo?
The Kabuki Warriors.
Oh, the Kabuki Warriors won the women's tag belts. Yeah.
Aye. And then before all of that, we had Chelsea Green beating Julia for the US women's belt.
Right. Yeah.
So that's, I think, mad. I even that's missed crazy. That. We fucking kept saying AEW was good to watch because you'd get title changes, and then when I was making my notes, I'm like, I've not noticed any title changes on AEW TV, including their fucking Ring of Honor belt that they love showing off.
Yeah.
And then WWE are just fucking throwing them out like hot potatoes. Here you go, every cunt. A belt for you.
You get a belt, and you get a belt. Right, I'm just looking at this last time is now tournament, right? And you got nice. Jey Uso versus Rusev coming up, right? So Jey Uso's going to win that because the kids love him and nobody gives a fuck about Rusev. And then we've got LA Knight versus the mystery guest. So LA Knight's going to win that.
LA Knight's getting them.
And then it's going to be... And then on the other bracket we've got, for the semi, it's Gunther versus Solo Sikoa. So Gunther's obviously going to win that.
Right.
So do we think it's going to be Gunther versus Jey Uso again?
I know that's, I've got that down here. I had rematches that you could end up getting would have been Gunther and Jey Uso, Gunther and Sheamus.
Yeah.
Solo Sikoa and LA Knight and Miro and Sheamus. They're all matches like we've had like very recently.
Well, why don't we, like, I think LA Knight versus Gunther and then Gunther wins, and because Gunther should retire him. Because it should be a baddie. It should be a baddie, right. Does it? I feel like Gunther winning makes more sense because Gunther retiring, John Cena makes more sense. I mean, but then you get him on the Intercontinental title again. That's the other thing, isn't it?
Unless Cena fucking goes out with the belt, do you think Cena could leave with staying the champ?
I guess so. That'd be really weird.
He brings out a limited edition IC spinner belt for his last match.
That would be fucking funny, actually. I'd pop for that.
And then he holds a tournament for it. WWE can hold their own fucking Continental Classic.
Yeah.
Or the Intercontinental Classic.
Oh, I don't know. It's like, I think, I don't know. Fucking Gunther's going to win, and he's going to win the belt, and he's going to hold the Intercontinental belt until he dies.
Well, who else? Solo Sikoa's fought Cena. He beat him at SummerSlam. And that was the Mania before Cena came back to help Cody. Mind you, done all the big spots. So
yep.
Solo's already fought him. Rusev fought Cena back at a WrestleMania for the US belt, didn't they?
Yep. Yeah, that was the one where he came out in the tank.
Yeah.
And then is it LA Knight? Has he done a Cena thing?
I don't think so.
So I mean, like, I
Unless
think
this
the final
is how
would
you
be
get a heel LA Knight.
Oh, would that be good?
Wins the belt, goes heel, wins the belt, maybe Continental belt.
That, I mean, like, it's got to be Gunther, doesn't it? I just hope that Jey Uso goes out next. As in, like, I hope not. Well, he won't. He'll beat Rusev, but I hope he goes out to LA Knight.
Nah, you don't want to see Gunther and Jey Uso again.
No, I can't be ass with it.
Fair.
It's the same as, like, I can't really be ass with Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, but here we are. Should we blast through War Games and then call it a day?
Yeah, well, I'm not even that bothered about this, to be honest. I don't even give a fuck.
Nah,
they've just kind of slapped it together.
It doesn't mean anything.
AEW done the same, I suppose, but you've had the Death Riders being a problem for a while. The Vision, they've been a problem, but you don't fucking throw another three random cunts in with them.
Well, that's it, exactly. It's like you got Logan Paul, like, so... You got fucking.
Is he in the Vision? Is he not? Is he just here part time?
I'm guessing they're gonna, like, I don't know. Do they lose this and then they just that gives them the excuse to throw all the other cunts out of the Vision?
I don't know.
I mean, Logan Paul, I mean, fucking hell. And then Drew McIntyre, Brock Lesnar. None of it makes sense.
Nah. I'm just not that interested in it. They've just kind of slapped it together. They've threw your two top men's champions in it, so I'm not getting like a big fucking title match. Unless, I doubt they'll put Cena on last for this. No, because this isn't even his last thing.
No, this is just a rematch.
The next main event.
Big Dom in it.
So he won't be on last, but it's just annoying that they've put both champions in here and neither one made any sense to fucking go in it anyway.
I know, they weren't involved. Well, here we go.
Unless we get a big screw turn, CM Punk turns heel. He's been with Paul Heyman the whole time.
That would be fucking shite. That'd be funny, but it'd be fucking... Imagine. And it's like, why is everyone wanting Paul Heyman so bad? He's a fucking weasel.
I know. Fuck. And I don't even know if I'm that much more interested in the Women's War Games match.
No, at least it makes more sense, I guess, but... Well, does it? Does it? It kind of doesn't either, does it?
Nah, they've just gelled together fucking Kairi Sane and Asuka with Nia Jax and Lash Legend. Nia Jax and Lash Legend were doing fuck all, were they fighting much with fucking Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair?
They were having like a match a week, if you know what I mean, like the kind of standard WWE feud where it's like, I've got nothing to do, you've got nothing to do, let's have a feud.
And then they've just fucking threw in Becky Lynch and AJ Lee to try and give the match a bit of fucking yes, look. Like, no, don't give a fuck.
I know what you mean. Like, at least with that addition, you're going like, okay, well, I get AJ Lee's joining because she's obviously been asked and she's like, fuck, I've got nothing to do. No. And then Becky's joining because she hates AJ Lee. And you're like, well, at least that kind of part makes sense. Compared to like the guys one where it's like, Logan Paul, why are you there? Drew McIntyre, why are you there?
I know.
Well, I guess Drew's there because he hates Cody. But why is Logan Paul there at all? Why is Brock Lesnar there to begin with? And then, and like, so Brock being in it is why Roman's in it, but it doesn't make any sense. It's fucking stupid.
Well, Roman broke his promise. He didn't want to see either of the fucking Usos until after Christmas.
I know.
Or Thanksgiving. Oh, wait, when's Thanksgiving? Are they going to be sorted by then?
Yeah, I think Thanksgiving's tomorrow.
No, is it?
Nice. Yeah, it's like the last Thursday of November.
They can all wake up and then they can go fucking go to war games with each other.
Well, there you go. They can all eat turkey and then they go to war games a bit full. and then Stephanie Vaquer versus Nikki Bella. Is Nikki Bella going to win the belt?
Nah. It was good that they turned Nikki Bella heel in John Cena's hometown. Was it John Cena's hometown?
Yeah, it was Boston, wasn't it?
Was it? I can't remember if it was there or the garden. Ah, no, it was Boston.
Yeah, that's funny.
Like, see, everybody hates her. John Cena was right.
I think you're right about both, because that's the TV garden in Boston. I think it's called the TV garden.
Oh, is it?
I think so. Nice. With the Celtics play.
Is that all we've got for fucking War Games then? Is that the card?
That's all I've got. Yeah. It's like, I don't think there's anything else on the card. That's crazy, yeah. Isn't it? It's like we didn't even do the pre-show on Full Gear and we talked about 10 matches and on this there's 4.
I know.
4 matches and it's the same length.
I say we had to try and rattle through Full Gear, but we easily get sidetracked and tangents.
How many adverts do you reckon they'll show on Survivor Series?
Oh god, fucking, I don't know, I'm sick of the adverts.
Yep. Whereas like AEW, I think I saw 3 adverts, maybe 4.
Was it all DraftKings?
It was all DraftKings. It was just like four or five DraftKings.
I was getting sick of fucking DraftKings by the end of it, I tell you.
But then I'm gonna count how many, right? When I watch War Games this weekend, I'm gonna count how many adverts I watched. And I'm going to let you know next pod.
Aye, let's do that. I liked Full Gear. It was good. There was a few matches that just took me a while to get in, but overall, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I totally agree. There was.
I've liked the build up for WWE. I've liked the Cena tournament. I've been paying attention.
I've enjoyed the tournament. I'm a sucker for a tournament, but I'm looking forward to a War Games match just because it's a fun match. But
just because it's War Games.
Yeah, but like you say, it doesn't mean I don't really care who wins.
Nah. Neither does WWE.
And therein lies the problem.
Is that going to do us then? Are we good?
That'll do us, yeah.
Okay, thanks, Mikey.
Right, thank you.
Thanks, Shaggers.
Thanks, Marks.
Bye.
Bye.